Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 11th, 2006. Today I titled the message, Patience and Forbearance. The scripture text is from Ephesians 4, verse 2, and Brooksine's going to read that for us today.
Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
Well, both Brooksine and I were recently out on a ride with some friends. We were all in our van with me driving, my friends sitting in the front seat, and our wives behind us and the children in the back seat. I had bought a 16-ounce plastic container of chocolate milk at a previous stop and put the bag in the seat beside Brooksine. Whenever I have a flavored milk drink, I always shake it vigorously prior to taking the cap off and drinking it. As I was driving along, I asked Brooksine to pass it forward. Continuing to focus on the road, I didn't look at the drink, but could feel the container was solid in my hand, and I began to shake it. Well, bless her heart, unbeknownst to me, she had already shaken the milk and then took the cap off to assist me. My passenger friend got soaked as I tossed continually cold chocolate milk all over him each time I shook the drink. We sure had a great laugh, and at least I had about a half a bottle left to drink. He said to me afterward, "I did say I wanted a sip, but I sure didn't expect to get it that way." Certainly the greatest human relationship blessing is an enduring marriage, but I also value enduring friendships. Now in my early 50s, I continue to make new friends, and several times in this series I've mentioned our friendship with Jesse and Anna, our young Amish neighbors, who are young enough to be our children. Jesse happened to be the recipient of my chocolate milk. Yesterday I spoke of the necessary quality of persevering love and how this is vital in our long-term relationships in marriage, family, and friendships. As I was studying this topic, I considered two other needed characteristics for endurance. The two Christian virtues in the daily text complement one another. They're needed in marriage, in the home, as well as in friendships, the workplace, and in the church body. I believe enduring relationships of any type absolutely depend upon them. And that verse again is, be patient and bear with one another. The Apostle Paul wrote to the community of believers in Ephesus about church relationships primarily, but the two principles speak to every relationship. He calls believers to be patient. I happen to like the descriptive word long-suffering, which the King James Version uses. This sure is needed today, isn't it? I'm so thankful for people who have been patient toward me. Aren't you? We are then told to be bearing with one another in love. One of the definitions in my Greek dictionary for this word is, quote, to hold oneself up against or to put up with. There would have been no need to write this if bearing with was not needed. But it was essential then and continues to be today. That's just the nature of humanity. And it's inevitably, at least to some degree, a mutual situation, although we may not see it that way. You may be reading this and think, yes, I know exactly what he's talking about, and I sure am bearing with so-and-so, without realizing from their perspective, they are also bearing with you. Among God's blessed attributes are his patience and forbearance. We are all recipients of them. Let us follow the Lord's example today in practicing patience and forbearance in all our relationships.
Jesus, I feel such deep gratitude when I consider how patient you are with my frequent shortcomings. You don't toss me aside and move on to a more deserving person, but you continue to come alongside me, and your word continues to renew my hope day by day. When I'm tempted to think that my spouse, my child, or my friend doesn't deserve another chance, I'm reminded of your continual forbearance with me. May I be forgiving even as you continually forgive me. May your divine grace bring the virtues of forgiveness, forbearance, and love together in perfect unity so that your peace may dwell in my heart daily. Just a side note. Anna, Jesse's wife, and I looked on in disbelief as Stephen kept tossing chocolate milk in Jesse's direction. It was so unexpected that we were both stunned, wondering why he would intentionally soak his friend, not just once, but over and over. Finally, when Stephen became aware of what he was doing, and we understood his grave error, we erupted into a laughter that followed us for many miles. Jesse had just been feeding little Sadie Ruth, who's under a year old, being very careful so as not to make a mess in the van or on either of them. Well, Stephen sure blew that careful plan to pieces.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing your prayer with us today, as well as your additional observation. That was a fun time, and isn't life full of a lot of fun times? Well, this is a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net. You're listening to the podcast, of course, but this ministry is also available through a daily email and updated each day to the website and also to several RSS feeds. What a blessing to share God's Word, and hopefully my goal remains to encourage God's people. And in telling candid stories about my life, I'm sure many of you can identify, although you may have never done anything quite like I did. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and I hope each listener today has a blessed day and continues to stay faithful to Christ.